Episode 2445, Are You Looking?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen in your life? This is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I hope you have come off a beautiful week and into a prosperous weekend. Maybe you're gaining some rest and restoration for your soul. Well, today it's all about your relationship with God. Are you looking? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Are you looking? Or are you doubting? Life can get you down to the point where you forget to look up. Be held in God's presence today, for He will make a way. So what has it been for you lately? Are you looking to God for guidance and blessings? Or are you doubting God for what He might do but hasn't done yet? We can get stuck in what we don't have and forget about the blessings He has already bestowed upon us. And yes, life can get scary and dark. Sometimes there seems to be a season where it rains more pain. And then the chill sets in and you're frozen. In order to survive, you forget what it's like to thrive. Are you looking? I want to encourage you today to thrive in the presence of God. You see, when Jesus came on this earth, died on the cross for our sins, He ascended to heaven. And at that point, God said, you know what? I will never leave you. And He blessed us with the Spirit. The Spirit lives within you. When you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you have been blessed. You have a part of Him in you. You don't have to go to a church building to go to church. Is it good to fellowship with other Christians? Yes, 100%. Why? Because it's easy for us to stray. The temptation is there every day. But what if you could feel His presence in the middle of a storm? We're talking about the Spirit, right? Knowing God is with you. What if you saw the pain as part of your redemption story? How would you be able to live out your life? Would you see more light than darkness? What if you let God do the labor for you, the heavy lifting? Heal your hurts, mend your broken heart, close doors to open another. God can do the heavy lifting if you let Him. But you have to be willing to get out of your own way so God can lead the way. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Be mindful of the God winks in your life and respond to its inspiration. Allow these minute moments, or I like to say breadcrumbs from heaven, to envelop your everyday, showing you how real God is while revealing His purpose for the present. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to get what you want always out of life. Heaven gained a good friend and colleague this past week, one who published my first two books in the One Habit series. He fought a hard fight, but passed away from COVID. I have another friend who has been diagnosed with cancer for the third time, now of which her brain is wrapped with the cancer and so is her spinal cord. Hospice has been called in and the waiting begins. There are others who are suffering from everyday health issues. Others need a job to make ends meet. Then there are those who are struggling in their marriages. This, my friend, is real life. But I'm here to tell you that God is here in your real life. Don't get hung up on what isn't working. Everything I just told you isn't working for my friends, for my family. Do I still have joy? Yes, I do. because it doesn't come in my everyday stuff. It comes from God and God alone. So don't get hung up on what isn't working. Instead, focus on where God is directing you. May the God winks of your everyday bring inspiration, grace, and hope as you move closer to Him. He wants to draw you in. Will you let Him? So I got to ask you, are you looking or are you doubting? Let not your heart be troubled. Live by faith, not by sight. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.